The problem is what happens to wheat when the temperature rises over 82 degrees, especially during the season when the wheat is flowering. Professor Kulvinder Gill of Washington State University remembers that vividly from his own childhood, growing up on his family's wheat farm in India.
The temperatures used to go in like 90, 95, sometimes even touch 100. And wheat just does not do very good when it is flowering and if the temperature goes that high up.
The overall yield from an acre drops by nearly a third if the temperature hits 90. Other grains, such as rye, can do fine at those temperatures. Gill says the trick is to find the rare wheat seed that is heat resistant and use high-tech methods to propagate those seeds. This is a faster version of traditional crossbreeding, not genetic modification. Funding for the project comes from a federal program to fight global hunger and the Indian government. He thinks he can succeed within 5 years. That'll be a big relief in India.
Sitting here in the U.S., most of us, we don't realize how scary the situation is and how fast the population is increasing.
Feeding all those millions of people could hinge on crops that can resist heat and drought. The new wheat would also help farmers in central Washington, where the temperature can spike up unpredictably in May and June. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.